This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrown.com. It's great to be with you today. Now, let me suggest, if you're driving, listening to this program, tighten your seatbelt because you're going to be in for quite a ride. The first lie that was recorded in the Bible is found in Genesis 3, verse 4. The devil told Eve, "Ye shall not surely die." This lie, which was first told in the Garden of Eden, has since permeated philosophy, paganism, spiritism, Catholicism, Protestantism, and any other ism you can think of. God told Adam that when he ate of the fruit, he would die. But Satan said, "You will not really die. You are godlike. You will live forever." Satan's bait was so successful that the father of lies has ever since sought to confuse the issues of life and death as taught in the scriptures. He does this through the conflicting jargon or false expressions of theology. Christianity loves to point the finger at cults. Christians even warn us about cults. So let's quote a spiritist cult on the issue of death. Quote, "If a man would become satisfied with modern spiritism, he must first be satisfied that he is an immortal being." Unquote. Again, quote, "The first, the greatest, and the grandest truth coming through modern spiritism is the immortality of the soul." Unquote. These are interesting quotes, aren't they? Do the Christian cult watchers have any word of warning for us? Of course not. Orthodox Christianity has nothing to say against these doctrines of demons. On the contrary, the pulpits, the hymn books, and the creeds of Christendom promote the very same things. In the early 1900s, at a spiritist convention, similar to so-called church councils, passed the following resolution as part of its creed. Quote, "Resolved, that spiritism, according to the modern acceptation of the term, embraces all those who believe in the immortality of the soul. Beyond this common faith, there is no doctrine or creed necessarily incident to modern spiritism." Unquote. It must be a great shock to the Christian who is constantly concerned for the never-dying souls or the immortal souls of men. I say it must shock that concerned Christian to realize that he shares a common faith with the enemy of the truth. One spiritist says of the doctrine of the immortality of the soul the following, quote, "When once that is established, that is the belief in the immortality of the soul, this one simple germ of knowledge will work out all the rest." Unquote. The first lie of Satan was, "Ye shall not surely die." That was the simple germ. What has that simple germ worked out? Only the following, "Ye shall be as God." This doctrine of the immortality of the soul is a forerunner of the Antichrist. The Antichrist will sit in the temple of God showing that he is God. And men are following this lie today, and it permeates Christian doctrine and creeds. We beg that our listeners examine the root of the doctrine of the immortality of the soul. Examine, in the words of the Spiritist, the simple germ, as he called it, of this blasphemy. The Spiritists themselves say that the belief in the immortality of the soul is a seed which will bear fruit. Yet what kind of fruit? "Ye shall not die" is followed by, "Ye shall be as God." There it is, the spirit of the Antichrist at work, the spirit of Revelation 13. This spirit is found in Christendom and its creeds. We will leave it here and ask you to search the scriptures on this matter. Ask the following questions. Do the scriptures teach that man is immortal? What do the scriptures say about immortality? Who receives it, and when do they receive it? Find any scriptures that say man has an immortal soul or a never-dying soul, and if you find any, let me know. We will discuss more of this topic again, so stay tuned. And I beg of you to believe God, who alone has immortality and gives it as a gift in resurrection to us who believe. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrown.com.